Huh. Have you ever wondered what a sandwich sounds like? Not much to it, is there? Unless, of course, it's a Walker's sandwich. Mmm, that is good. Now that's what a sarnie should sound like. Go all crisp in with Walker's. Delicious.
Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Friday, November 14th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Google has submitted proposals to the European Commission to address a $3.4 billion fine for alleged ad tech dominance, but it stopped short of offering to sell parts of the business. EU officials said that Google broke the bloc's competition rules by favoring its own ad tech services at the expense of rivals. According to the EU, the company holds an inherent conflict of interest due to its high profile on both the buy and sell side of the advertising business. Google's proposed remedies include improving interoperability between Google's tools and products from other businesses to give publishers and advertisers more choice. A spokesperson for the commission said it'll now assess the proposed measures. Bitcoin tumbled to less than $95,000 today. The largest cryptocurrency is now down about 8.5% for the week and is trading more than 20% below its all-time high of $126,000 from early October. The broader crypto market is also suffering a painful weekly loss as investors retreat from riskier and more speculative trades. Ether, the second largest cryptocurrency, has fallen over 8.5% for the week. But some investors are maintaining a bullish outlook on Bitcoin. Eric Trump, co-founder of Bitcoin mining company American Bitcoin, said he views the current sell-off as a buying opportunity. And a cyber attack that halted Range Rover production for more than a month cost the SUV brand's owner more than $250 million in one-time costs. Jaguar Land Rover said it swung to a quarterly loss of almost $750 million after stopping its assembly lines in September to manage the hack. In the same period last year, it had made roughly $375 million in profit. And that's it for your TNB Tech Minutes. Tune in Monday morning for another Quick Tech Update.